Okay, we are ready. Vince Easley, Real Liberty Media, and we have an update from this morning, and today is the 15th of November, 2017. Hi, I'm glad you guys are going to do this for me. I appreciate it. I'm not allowed in the courtroom anymore. So you guys start, and okay. I'll be quiet.
Okay, first thing before Ryan, it was Ryan Bundy's turn. They kind of hashed out a couple of things first, but then it was Ryan Bundy's turn to give his opening statement. And the first thing, Myrie jumps up and wants to make sure that Ryan knows how to give an opening statement. He's concerned that he's actually going to be giving testimony, so you know, that they had to go through that. And the judge said that is difficult when you're defending yourself because you want to say, I saw this, I saw, and that's testimony. And so Ryan just did an excellent job, though. And they went through a few things there, and then he started, and he just did great. You've taken it from there?
You know, I just want to give you a little bit of history because as he started, his real emphasis is why. And that's always a big question for a lot of people. And why would somebody do such a thing, right? And so he was answering that question for the jury and for the people, and I think that's really important for people to understand. And then so the history behind the why started back in 1877 when the Bundy Ranch actually was established, even before the Clark County was part of the state of Nevada. They established their homestead on this land, and so they had the rights right away to this property and the water. It's a really important fight. It's about the water rights, not about grazing rights. It really is really about water rights and the things that Goldman started way back in 1877.
And they were given those rights because they put that water to beneficial use. That's how you establish that you have those rights. If you're putting the water or not the land itself, but the foliage, whatever, to beneficial use, and that's what they were doing.
Yes, and so as Brian went on to explain, as his grandfather owned that land, and then his father became the sole owner of that 160 acres of private land for the homestead, the grazing rights were then recorded, and how the government usurped the power over a period of years of something that was already established and given the rights to. So as we look at what this case is really about, it's really not about the intimidation, the conspiracy. It's not about that at all. It's about whose rights, who's given rights. And you really pointed out the difference between a right and a privilege, and that the right is actually established by God, by human nature, by who we are. It's a natural law. And then the privilege is then usurped, or the right is taken away and handed back to you as a privilege by people who think they have more authority than God does. So it's really been an interesting opening statement here as he talked about his family and how his whole purpose, his whole why is to establish his understanding of his rights here in the United States.
And Ryan talked about the fact that there were 53 other ranchers in Clark County at one point. And one by one, those ranchers have been driven out, and that's what the government, the BLM, was trying to do to apply them. They were driven out by continually increasing the amount of money they had to pay to graze their cows, which they already had that right, remember, so they shouldn't have had to be paying. And then they would decrease the number of cattle they could have. So the ranchers couldn't make money if they didn't have enough cows and they had to pay so much to graze them. Well, Cliven realized that and realized that was his right, that he did own those rights, the water rights and the grazing rights on that supposedly public land, and that he didn't have to pay anymore for that right. He had established that right through his beneficial use of those. So he stopped contracting with the BLM and because of that stopped paying fees, except he did pay them to, I believe, the county, not the state, but to Clark County, because that's Clark County land, and he recognized that. I thought it was really kind of interesting. Ryan made the point that they claim that they own $1 million in fees, which if you figure that out, it's just astronomical and ridiculous. Who could afford to raise cows with that's how much they have to pay? But it's rumored that the government that operation out there at the Bundy Ranch cost them $6 million or more, and that these trials are costing $100 million or more. So they're paying over $106 million to collect a $1 million grazing fee. And he said, who would do that? That doesn't make sense. So that was I thought that was a really good point.
Yeah, so it's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
Something else that
they want the land.
It's more about the natural resources.
It is.
And one of the things he kept saying over and over again, because this is something that the prosecution is trying to make them look evil, is they're saying, we'll do whatever it takes. Well, if you are an average citizen like I am, and you say, you know what, I need a job, and I'm going to do whatever it takes, is that a threat? Or is that determination? Is that something that says, I believe in myself enough to say, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it takes? So he emphasized their intentions of that statement, and it is not a threat. They are not anti-government. They are not there to hurt or destroy anybody. In fact, he proved over and over again that the government were the aggressors, that they were simply trying to defend themselves, and they were not the threat.
And as one of his points, he said that in the BLM office, they had a sign up that said cattle free by 93. Their objective is to get rid of all the cattle ranchers. There was another one, and I didn't get that one.
No more move by 92. So this started in the 90s when they were trying to eliminate ranching in Nevada. Not only Nevada, I'm sure the whole western United States. So then you have to stop here, ask yourself again, why? Really? I mean, why? Because that is the blood of the western United States. That's how the West was won, was by people who had the courage to come and homestead and develop and feed in here in the wilderness. So you have to start questioning why.
What's behind all of this? Myrie claimed in his opening statements that Ryan went to Richfield and raised such a ruckus that the sheriff had to be called, and that it was just terrible. Ryan said, I called the sheriff. Ryan called the sheriff because he did not want stolen cattle to be sold at that auction, and that's what he went there for. And he said, yes, why do you protest? Why do you boycott? To change what's happening, because what's happening is wrong. That's why they protested at the auction. That's why they encouraged people to boycott that auction, if they were going to be selling stolen cattle. And this is a huge, this is our First Amendment rights, to protest, redress of grievances. All these things are important to us, and he was exercising those rights, pure and simple.
I think his final statement was, you must take a stand. You must stand up for freedom. You have to stand up for your rights and understand what those are, and stop accepting privileges in place of them. And that when we are being damaged, when our rights are being usurped by government, they become the criminal. And they try to criminalize us. And here's where I really like Denise D'Souza's book called The Big Lie. This is where it all ties in. They are claiming that the Bundy family is doing exactly what they're doing. They're trying to push the responsibility of all of this onto a family that is simply defending themselves, when in reality is they're the aggressors. They're breaking the laws. They're the ones that are causing the damage. And yet, we're the ones suffering. The family is suffering, and they do not deserve it.
So his final words, stand up for freedom.
Stand up for freedom. Thanks, you guys. All right. So y'all are back in the court, and we'll see y'all back here on live stream sometime.
Okay.
Thanks again.